And joining me right now here on the phone line to preview an event coming up this weekend here in Brevard County with the Space Coast Mustang Club. He is the Mustang Club president, Jack Saudi. Jack, how you doing today, buddy?
I am doing wonderful. We are looking forward to having one of the best shows we've had in years after this pandemic.
You're absolutely right. Let's talk about the event. We will start there. What is going on this weekend with the Mustang Club?
All right. Well, we'll have anywhere between 150 and 200 Mustangs and Ford-powered cars over at the American Muscle Car Museum on Sarno Road in Melbourne. The registration is going to open about 8 a.m. on Saturday. And our judging for it's a modified MCA judging will be around 11 o'clock. Spectators are free. So we hope many people will come out and enjoy the cars that are there and see the time these people put in to make them shine and modify them. And then again, we're going to have a DJ, Big Papa, DJ Big Papa. We've got food trucks and vendors coming in with their products. We've got prize raffles, of which our 50-50 and prize raffles are going to benefit two of our charities in the local area. One is the Wheelchairs for Kids, and the other is the Children's Hunger Project.
That is very nice, man. That really is. You guys are going to be doing that. So, okay, it's free to go to, but then, yes, you're looking for donations, correct?
If they want to donate, the best way they can do that is buy raffle tickets, and then you get a chance to get something back for their money, because all the raffle money goes directly to these charities.
That is really cool. So that's going to be going on this weekend. Check out the Space Coast Mustang Club on Facebook, their website, for more information. How long have you guys been getting ready for this event that's coming up this weekend?
Oh, my. We start about 6 months out, actually, with T-shirt orders, the posting and making up the flyers that advertise the event. And then, of course, we have meetings where we have committee members that head up each of the areas for the show. We meet with our sponsors. We have two major sponsors this year, the American Muscle Car Museum and Kelly Ford. We also have had donations come from Paradise Ford and Ron Norris Ford. So we've tried to tie in all of Brevard County, or otherwise known as the Space Coast, for dealerships into our event.
That is really cool, man. You're going to be doing that. Okay, before we move on to the important question of what you drive, tell us about the Space Coast Mustang Club and what you guys are all about.
Well, we are basically enthusiasts that love our Mustangs to the point we want to shine them up, get them out, show them to people. We do cruise-ins. We have we love to have the social event aspect as well. We'll do a cruise once a month to a favorite restaurant where we all sit around and enjoy each other's company. Then we also, every once in a while, will venture off as a club to a major show somewhere else where we'll actually caravan as a group to an event. Another one we do is the 4th of July parades. We are active in those. We also, because we are a Mustang club, I got a shout out to Merritt Island High School, who's, it's a Mustang is their...
So here's the thing, Jack. They're the Merritt Island Mustangs. That's what you're trying to say. The team.
Yeah. Mascot. That was the word I was looking for. I don't know why.
You're right,
Mascot Mustangs, you know. Okay, so what else would I want to advertise? We've done a couple of events where we take our time as members to go help charities. This past couple of weeks ago, we went to the Children's Hunger Project and actually helped pack lunches for the kids. They did about 1,200 lunches in a matter of a couple of hours.
That's very nice. That is awesome, man. So, yeah, like the Space Coast Mustang Club on Facebook. Their event's coming up on Saturday. All right, how long you been the president now?
I've been the president the past 3 years. Unfortunately, two of those were in our pandemic times, which was very challenging. We did have a car show, and we continue to have events, but you know, we use as much of the CDC guidance in terms of trying to stay safe.
That's okay, man. Don't worry. You're going to do great events moving forward. All right, since you're in the Mustang Club, what is your favorite Ford Mustang of all time?
Oh, it has to be the one I own right now. I have a 2013 Shelby GT500 that is candy apple red, 6-speed with 662 horsepower.
How did you get this vehicle?
I actually bought it at Mecca Auctions. I was driving as a driver, and I also had a bidder's pass, and I took my wife to lunch, and I knew that it was going to come across about lunchtime. I said, oh, well, let's go have some fun and see if we were just going to bid on it, and if it got past our target amount, we would pass. Well, it didn't get past our target amount, so we have a new baby Mustang, if you will, and I love to bring it out to shows, but we also have another one that we have a lot of fun with, and that's a Roush Stage 3 convertible, and that one, it's dark blue with white stripes, and we take it in a lot of the parades because we can put the top down and wave at people and have fun with it.
That's really cool, man. What do you think, then, of this? I believe is it the Mach-E, like where it looks like an SUV Mustang? What do you think of this vehicle?
Well, you know, there's a lot of dissension in the ranks because they could have taken the Mustang body and made an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
But instead, they tagged the SUV as a Mustang for marketing purposes. And although we love the Mustang and we welcome it into the club, there are members that go, this is not a Mustang. But I think in the future, as you see more Ford possibly getting a, you know, smaller, faster Mustang, I think the Mach-E's will have their own class, basically.
Yeah, I would love
this. They are very fast. They really are.
I see what you're saying, though, where it's kind of like Porsche will have their SUV as well, or you see a Jaguar as an SUV. And now you start thinking, like, is that really it? So I agree with you what you're saying with the Mach-E. I'd love to test drive it. I'd love to see how it goes. But I would love to see them make a normal-bodied Mustang as an electric car. I'd love to see how that would drive. How about you?
And I think that's where most of my club members and myself agree. There's every reason for them to put, and they have made a prototype Mustang that is the standard, we call standard size body and, you know, fastback look, two-door, sporty.
Yeah.
In electric, it had over 1,000 horsepower with electric motors.
What? Okay. I'm driving on Wickham Road in Melbourne. Do I need 1,000 horsepower? That's the question, Jack.
Let me see. This is meant to be more funny than not. Yeah, if you're in the NASCAR Wickham, you know, race going down, you might need the extra horsepower, especially if you want to go on I-95. I mean, you know, you got to keep up with those folks.
Dude, mine's 300 horsepower. How am I going to compete with 1,000 horsepower? What am I going to do with all that? That's the question.
You enjoy it is what you do. You just enjoy it.
Do you think, since it's been about, I don't know, I think they redesigned the Mustang in maybe it was 2015. Do you see them redesigning it again?
Yes, they're called generations. About every 5 years or so, there's a different generation, and they redesign pretty much the entire, exterior part of the car. Yes, I think they will continue to evolve. I don't know where the trend is at the moment other than big grills on the front.
Yeah.
So I've seen that trend and a lot of cuts, if you will, into the body front for aerodynamic purposes, low profiles. So I think there's a market for always upgrading them to bigger and better and faster.
We'll find out. We will. Look, I love my 2011. It reminds me of, the original 60s version, but the updated. That's why I know this is controversial. I like the way mine looks compared to the modern one. That's my opinion. What about you?
Well, unfortunately, I have to say that I couldn't talk my wife into trading my 07 and my 13 for a 20. So that tells you where I enjoy and love the new look.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very aggressive looking.
Yeah.
And so part of being a Mustang lover, I guess you would say, is, we started with a pony, and it's kind of a thoroughbred that's been around for quite a while. And so now we're into the Cobras, which Carol Shelby did a wonderful job with Ford years ago, moving the Mustang from a family everybody can afford to a high performance type car. So I think that I like the new car. I like the new style.
Hey, no problem with that, man. And if you go to the American Muscle Car Museum, yes, they have an original Shelby Cobra in there, which is valued at over $1 million. So if you want to see the history of everything, it's really awesome. Have you been to the Muscle Museum before?
Not only have I been there, my wife and I are volunteers for the museum. So when they have their charity events, we're there helping out as well.
Nice. Okay, before I let you go, Mr. President of the Space Coast Mustang Club, one more time, tell us about the event coming up on Saturday.
All right. On Saturday, May 14th, registration for cars and the car show open at 8 o'clock. Spectators are free, coming in at 10 o'clock. The front showroom only is going to be open for the museum, and it is a smoke and vapor-free campus. We've got food trucks, Big Papa DJ, prize raffles, 50-50, and we're supporting two charities, the Wheelchairs for Kids and the Children's Hunger Project.
Very nice. Very nice. Like them on Facebook. Check out the event this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jack, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate all the advertisement we can get out there for folks to come help these two charities.